We're here to talk about this grandfather, whose name was George Hunt Barton. I was privileged to spend time with him when he was an old man and had time to just share with me. He was a storyteller. He was a companion.
When we talked before, you said that he really inspired in you a sense of personhood.
Yes, he did.
Tell us a little bit about what you mean by that.
It's hard to say, except I've always felt, since I was a small child, that I knew who I was. And I realize from knowing other people that that's a gift. There are some people that spend their whole lives trying to find out who they are. And I think that grandfather played a very large part in that, of knowing myself as a person who was worthy of learning things and doing things and being respected. Mm-hmm. And that's the way he felt about everyone.
Well, you know, that sense of agency, essentially, is really at the core of the Children's Museum.
I think it is.
You know, I think that, you know, when children walk in and they see this place that's just for them, they really feel that they are people to be respected.
Yes.
And, you know,
that's just so, what I'm getting at.
So, so how he treated you was really how he designed this museum for all children. It's really extraordinary.
Yeah. And I'm pleased to hear that you open the museum at odd times to children who can't be there in a crowd.
That's right.
That you're
trying
to meet the needs of each individual child.
Well, that's right. I think that this wide open arms that your grandfather had, this generosity of spirit, he was obviously a great humanist, has just been at the core of who we are all these years later. I mean, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather's heart and soul have survived in the shape and form of the Children's Museum.
Well, I love to talk about it.
And now it'll be forever recorded.
Yes.
For others to listen to.
Life is good.
Yeah, it is.